the Boniface side came over, of course, from France in the, I believe, the year 1900. And my great-grandfather was a sheep herder, so he worked the hills of the Sierra, foothills, shall I say, throughout the Sierraville, Loyalton area. And he was always going out on, like most sheep herders did, they'd go out in the summer, work the hills with the sheep, and then during the winter, they would come and stay in town and then do odd jobs from there. Well, my great-grandfather had 12 children. My grandfather was born in 1907. And then they basically worked mostly on the railroads. And my grandfather decided to get into dry cleaning in the 20s, when he was in his 20s, because he wanted to get out of the railroad. He didn't like the railroad business. Because railroad, a lot of them were leaving, working outside of town and in harsh conditions, so he wanted to try something else. But actually, he started for Reno Cleaners as a young lad, but then when he branched off from that, he started his own cleaners called Blue Goose Cleaners, and I believe that was on C Street in the 20s. And then the business caught fire and burned to the ground, basically. So that's when he moved his business from Sparks to Reno. I think he may have bought the actual Lester Lux Cleaners from somebody else, but I'm not quite sure on that one. But he set up shop under Lester Lux Cleaners in the 20s. Well, late 20s, early 30s to the mid 40s when he purchased Peerless Cleaners.